While in prayer the other day, I remembered an old friend. We worked together for several years and shared an office. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. My friend was an atheist and a struggling alcoholic. In one of several attempts to overcome his alcohol addiction, he placed a 3x5 card on our shared bulletin board with the words, "That was yesterday." Those three words have stayed with me for close to 40 years. Since then, I have posted them in every office that I've worked in. And like my friend, we all have skeletons in our closet, sins that we're ashamed of, and people that we have hurt. There's the young man who hurt his back on a job, and the pain meds helped until the prescription ran out, and then somehow he got hooked on heroin. But that was yesterday. Or the woman that had an abortion at age 16 and has suffered not only the mental and physical pain, but the sorrow and shame she feels continuously. But that was yesterday. What about the husband and father of four who cheated on his wife and has alienated both a loving spouse and his own children? But that was yesterday. And then there's the college student who has immersed himself in pornography since he left his parents' home for school, to the point of addiction. But that was yesterday. Or the high school girl who has constantly made fun of a fellow student with a weight problem, teasing her and bullying her to the point of suicide. But that was yesterday. The pain they all feel must be similar to the pain our Lord suffered on the cross, and the pain his mother and the apostles felt watching him die a terrible death. But you see, the story didn't end there. That was Friday, and 3 days later, on the first Easter morning, Christ rose from the dead. The apostles' fears were allayed, their sins, like ours, forgiven, taken to the cross by our Savior. If Jesus had not risen from the dead, our faith would have no meaning, and our sins would still be with us. My friend found sobriety and became a Catholic on an Easter Sunday over 30 years ago. He turned his life around, a metanoia. He quit drinking, found Jesus, and with it he found sobriety, forgiveness, and salvation. We lost my friend several years ago, but his remaining years were his happiest. And the people I mentioned can do that too. This week we celebrated Easter Sunday, the day of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. He died for our sins, all of them. No sin is too big or too terrible that it can't be forgiven. He sacrificed once for all. Today, why not consider committing your life to Christ? Put behind you your yesterdays. Reach out for the forgiveness and salvation that Jesus offers today. And enjoy the new life you will find tomorrow. Today is the perfect day, a perfect first day for the rest of your life. You too can do it. You too can say, "That was yesterday." This is Tony Agnese.